MVCC
Voices from the Valley.
So we are talking about chapter 4, the final chapter of our season 1 of MVCC POV. And Tish and Tony, you both talked to some of our faculty members on campus for this chapter to get their perspectives. Tish, can you start us off with your interviews?
Yeah, so Tony and I sat down with Nina Shomandajani and Sundas Mani McCarthy, who are the advisors for ASU and MSA, respectively. And Tony asked some great questions about how they experienced being, you know, advisors to these clubs and what their experiences was in, you know, helping to shape some of the student activism that has come out of those clubs. And they both, Nina and Sundas, just provided such incredible insight into the commitment that they have to students and to watching these students become the very best people that they can be. The thing that I would take away from listening to this interview is that commitment to students and their commitment to just investing in these people who have so much to offer and just helping show them the way, you know, providing them with the resources that they need to become the most amazing people they can be.
I completely agree. And along the same lines, I always walk away from them, even inside of what they're doing right now at the moment, that that they're visionaries. There's just something about how they do even the smallest micro thing that's still looking past just that moment and seeing it in a bigger picture for their for communities of color, for the folks that they serve as regular employees, who as a dean and an advisor. You can just see that level of being able to go from the micro moment to the big picture with whatever thing they touch, and you can hear it in the interview as well.
And Tony, you had a chance to sit down with Amani, right? And will you tell us a little bit about that interview?
So it's hard to be around Dr. Wuzz and not like giggle a little and have. So we were, that interview was basically, Jahan was with me and we interviewed Amani, and it was just basically, we were just hanging out, you know, but it got a lot of intellectual rigor out of it. So the energy is probably a tad, a little bit higher than the other interviews that we've done. But she is such a campus treasure in so many ways, as an intellectual, as an instructor, as a community contributor. Just subject matter expertise in so many ways, whether it be literature or whether it be, I mean, she has science degrees as well. So what you'll pick up out of there is her conversation about the mosaics, her conversation about rich understanding of world cultures and world histories, as well as her commitment to her students and understanding, or at least having, taking the best advantage of her point of view. Right, now, she understands it as unique and gifted, and she gives it away that way. So it's kind of it was just kind of cool. Again, one of those times when it's nice to work somewhere where and you walk away from an interaction with someone you work with, and you're like, hey, it's kind of cool to be here, right? You know, you can't say that every day, all day about any place, you know, or at least I haven't. But to be able to, you know, I have many moments like that, but and I would count that interview with Dr. Wuzz was one of those cool, fun moments.
Great. Anything else either you want to add?
Well, one thing. So now that we're done, we're on the back end. And Dan, when you started, we talked about chapter one. We were just going to do a certain amount of hours, and it's blossoming into something I think is really special. Any post of... We're almost at the finish line of delivery. Any thoughts from either one of you about what we've done and who you are on the back end?
I don't know. I you know, I think we had some valuable conversations with students, but more importantly, like, they got a chance to speak and a chance to be heard. And I hope that, you know, ends up having some good impact.
Yeah, I love just shining a light and, like, I don't know, providing a platform. I think that is what is super cool about podcasts, about all media, is when it gets utilized to, I don't know, just spread some new stuff in the world.
Right. Because, like, right now we have some files in a Google Drive, you know. So I'm, you know, I think what we did is good. I mean, like, we did the editing and stuff, but, like, it's the students and the people that spoke that actually, you know, gave us stuff and did most of the work. So I'm excited to let them be heard and let them, you know, be out there.
Yeah, it'll be exciting to see it in the world and hear people's responses to those stories and those voices.
As a part-timer, it gave me an opportunity. So not being on campus, even though I've been here for 4 years on a, like, as a regular, as a full-timer, it gave me more opportunity to meet more people doing different stuff than, you know, I'm in a high traffic area in a library and I work with students, faculty all the time. But it gave it a different point of view. It gave me a different set of folks and seeing them in a different light, or and understanding a little bit more fully what a Moraine Valley campus experience is like. So that was kind of cool. And then to be able to put out the product we put out to give lend voice to the folks we're lending voice to. Yeah, I'm all for that.